you very much. Number 11, Shah Hemang and Apurva Patel. Mr. Stagg.
Yes, sir. This is an after-the-fact approval request from Shah Hemang and Apurva Patel for approval of a previously constructed and unauthorized expansion of a T-head at the end of a pier. The T-head was authorized to be 10 feet by 20 feet and was constructed 20 feet by 21.5 feet. The project is actually located at those two addresses in Suffolk, in the Sleepy Hole section along the Nansemond River, generally in this location. We originally received an application, an individual application from each one of the property owners for this pier. The adjoining property owner that's not shown here, Mr. Patel, also was asking for a bulkhead in his application. We wrote back to the agent and indicated that because this was going to be a shared use pier, and basically this pier emanates from their shared property line, which is right here, which straddles the upland deck and then emanates from that point out into the river, that we really needed a joint application from both applicants. That was corrected by the agent, and the Patel application was processed for the bulkhead independently and was issued a bulkhead permit from the Wetlands Board. So all the drawings in the packet are from the original application of Mr. Hemang, but we got a revised cover sheet to add both names to the application later. Basically, that colored area is what was applied for, a 10 by 20 T-head. Basically, this is what was constructed, is a 20 by 21, and it's a little closer view. These are subsequent drawings that were submitted by the agent after staff, program technician, did a compliance check and noted the discrepancies. I then visited the site myself, confirmed those dimensions, and we contacted the agent and the applicants, indicating that the structure was beyond the authorized dimensions and requested information on why that happened. We issued a notice to comply and a sworn complaint. We did receive a letter from Mr. Flint of Flint Construction, dated December 11th, 2006, along with a revised application requesting after-the-fact authorization for the pier as currently constructed. The agent contractor indicated that the T-head was expanded after it became apparent that, quote, the platform was not big enough for the property owners to enjoy or even use their boat lifts. As you can see, there are boat lifts on either side for each property owner. The original letter did not contain any explanation of why the agent contractor did not seek a modification of the permit. However, he did submit a subsequent letter on December the 28th indicating that he was aware of the need to submit a revision but had forgot to submit the proper paperwork. This is basically what the pier looks like today, again with the larger T-head deck and the two slips. I'll just leave that one up. Our summary and recommendation: if the pier had and the T-head, as currently constructed, had been proposed as a single-family pier in front of one single lot, it would have qualified for the permit exemption currently provided within the code. As such, staff does not believe that the current T-head to be excessive in size in light of its joint use by two property owners with boat lifts along each side. Additionally, staff is not certain that the property owners fully understood the permit process and were relying on their agent contractor to obtain all the necessary permits. However, as noted in the December 28th letter from the agent, 2006, he did acknowledge that he had modified the T-head. He did realize that submittal of additional information was required to determine if a permit modification was required. Therefore, staff recommends that you approve the after-the-fact request, but that the commission consider acceptance of an appropriate civil charge for the agent contractor in this case based on a minimal environmental impact and a moderate to major degree of noncompliance in lieu of any need for further enforcement action. That'd be it. be happy to answer any questions. I believe the agent is here.
Any questions, Mr. Stagg? And I've got one question. In your evaluation, it says the agent contractor indicated that the T-head was expanded after it became apparent that the platform was not big enough for the property owners to enjoy or even use their boat lifts. Who made that determination? Did the property owners convey that to the contractor, or did the contractor make that determination?
My understanding is the property owners conveyed that, but I believe he'll be able to answer that. For
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Are the applicants here or represented? The agent. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, sir.
You saw in this word the testimony that you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So if you got it. State your name, please, and who you represent. That's the other one.
Sorry. Chris Flint with Flint Construction.
All right. Tell us what happened and why.
Basically, I applied for a permit originally with the two owners. They wanted a 10 by 20. We put up the two boat lifts, and when they got out there, they each have very large families. They decided it wasn't enough room. I thought it qualified for the exemption. The only reason it didn't qualify is because the property line splits the pier in half, and I was not aware of that. I had planned on submitting a revision. In fact, my draftsman in my office made a revision. We made the revision for the bulkhead. It did not come separate. It was the two permits at first, and then later on we added the bulkhead. I added the bulkhead to it, and he actually made the revision to another drawing in the Suffolk Lake. And Mr. Stagg never got the revision. As soon as I found out that that the second permit I did not include the revision, I immediately went and made the revision. It's just an oversight on my part. I'm doing 60 and 70 permits a month. I deal with staff on a day-to-day basis. And
that was going to be my question. How long have you been doing this business?
10 years.
10 years?
Yes, sir. Never been up for the commission. I follow the rules, and I try to,
Where are you based out of?
Virginia Beach in Portsmouth.
Any questions for the gentleman? Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir.
The matter is before the commission for action. Mr. Schick, then Mr. Holland.
I move to accept staff's recommendation, including appropriate civil charges.
What would be the appropriate civil charge?
That's
$1,200 to $1,800.
$1,200 to $1,800.
Yeah, to be payable by the contractor agent.
I think we have to nail down a specific number, don't we?
Yeah, $1,200.
Oh, I thought you said $1,200. Okay. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Second by Mr. Robbins. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Motion. Mr. Chairman, I abstain since I was out of the room.
Okay, Dr. McConaughey abstains. Vote is 8-1. Get with staff, they'll be able to assist you. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is public comments. One here would like to address any matter before the commission that's not listed on the agenda. Going once. Yes, sir. Come forward.
You want to do this, man? Public comments. You want to do it?
How you doing?
Doing okay. Thanks for the opportunity. My name is Tommy Eskridge. I'm a conch fisherman. I live on Tangier Island. First of all, I'd like to point out